There's a photograph of the two of us. We are beaming at the camera. You are hiding your teeth, embarrassed at their state, and I'm flashing mine because I've never learnt how to smile differently. One of us is probably holding the camera up high to avoid the flabby necks that so often appear in selfies. Your hair is starting to pepper, and it's short, too short in patches. Maybe this is around the time I started playing hairdresser at home, trying to save money. My hair is curlier, bigger, fuller than it is now, and it's slightly blonde at the ends from when I still bothered dyeing it. You were wearing that heavy moss-coloured woolen coat we bought second-hand when backpacking in Berlin that is still hanging in my wardrobe, and a bright Kermit green shirt we no longer have. I'm in something black, as always, but my lips are red with lipstick. Our heads are touching just enough for there to be no doubt that we are in this together. What you can't see in the photo is my top stretched tight over my belly, rounded with our first child. You can't see the spare room waiting with a cot and a hand-knitted blanket from my mum, the excited first-time grandmother. You can't see the rented kitchen full of hanging pots and stacked-up plates, home to many dinners. You can't see the outdoor bathroom that we turned into a game, or the gum tree that loomed large over the backyard. And you can't see what is yet to come. This is the photo I would show to a stranger if they wanted to see us as a pair. This snapped image of us looking happy. It was the one that led the tribute at your memorial. The one projected before the photos of the four of us. Of our complete little family. And every time I see it, it undoes me. All that promise of us. All that hope of you and me. All gone.